Iyuv. Pasuk like this, V'yana Hashem es Iyuv. That a minasara, like he answered him, from minasara means like in this angry incident back, or saramo means a wind, a thrust of wind, a strong wind. And Hashem said back to him, you fool like, that there are a lot of hairs in the head of a person. Every single hair, each hair has its own hole, each hair like has its own place where it grows out, where it grows out of the body. Yeah. And its own special hole there. There's no such thing as two hairs come out of one guma. And why? Because shalmolei shtayim yonkes migumachas, it would have been true that two hairs grew out of one hole, machish meyor enov shalodim, it would like blacken the eyesight. So the chur you see that, so this is what Hashem is telling you. So Hashem said, if I know the difference in every single hair, so guma begumle nischalafli, I didn't make any mistakes between hairs. So iyuv beoyuv nischalafli, does it make any sense I should make a mistake between iyuv and an oyuv and an enemy? So Hashem is telling that iyuv like I know exactly what I'm doing. But our core point we see from here that it's not possible to have two hairs grow out from one hole like. So where it says lekash, there's no question. I'll tell you ho begufo ho bereisha. In the rest of the body, maybe it could be, but just in the hair, it can't be. In the hair, taka, in the head, then you can't have two coming out from one. But the rest of the body, in Echnami, that you could have, that you could have. Yeah. Yeah. The Zatar says by Eve that you can't have two hairs coming out of one hole, that's talking about the hair of the head. But the hair of the rest of the body, but Mokem Ervo, there could be, could have two ears coming out from the same Guma. Om Rav Yudha Mar Shmuel, Shtei Cyrus Armud, after we said the loch of two Cyrus, is Shomru Afilu Achas Al Akaf, V'Yachas Al Abeitzim. Even if one is on the top part, and one is on the bottom part, on the Beitzim. Rashi says Al Akaf means Afagad Goivo Shalev, on top of the Aver. It's on the bottom of the stomach, but it's on top of the aver. Because even though the hairs are not right next to another, still that's called Shnei Cyrus. And Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also, Tani Nam Yochi, that Shnei Cyrus Shom, that's what we said, if a boy or girl brings two hairs, that's a proof that they were godl. Afilu achas begaba v'achas bekrisa. Clearly, even if one grows on the back, and one grows on the belly in the front, like begabas on the back means underneath a mokam erva. And one in the front, that's also called Shnei Cyrus. Achas agav b'kishrei espesiv, interesting. One by the joints of a finger, shayad of the hand, v'yachas agav b'kishrei espesiv sheregel, and one here grows on the joints on her toes. That's also called Shnei Cyrus. Interesting, even though they're not near one another, still that's called Shnei Cyrus. Divi Rabbi Shimon ben Yuda, ish kvar aku, shom that he says over mishum Rabbi Shimon, but for Rabbanan Amar Rav Chisda, achiyu beistar samakamech, they all know that's halacha. That what's called simonim of Shnei Cyrus, that the two hairs have to be next to one another in the same spot. That they're in the same spot, that's called Shnei Cyrus. But different places, that's not called Shnei Cyrus. Torah Rabbanan learned like this, at mosai habas menomenes, till how old, how long can the girl still give mien? At shetovi Shnei Cyrus. Give Rabbi Meir, I said the chom of our Mishnah, that once she becomes a gedola, that's it. Even though a kedushin is still only with Rabbanan, but once she becomes a gedola, the rabbanon will not masnak in me, and she can't make mean anymore. Rabbi Yudah says, "At sheyaber hashachar." No, Rabbi Yudah's shita is until there's a lot of black hair there. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, "At shetakef haTorah." Rabbi Yosi has another shita until a ring like is formed around the nipple. That's the shear. Shetakef haTorah, that by her breast. Until that happens, she can still make mean. But once there's like a ring forms around the nipples, that's, then she's like a bagarist, then she can't make mean anymore. Ben Shalkus says, Achetakalkol. He says, Lashanov. Yeah, Achetakalkol is the shal, what it means, Rashi has one shati, he says, Lashan Godul Saru. It means a girl grows a lot of hair. Yeah, Achat Kalkol. Up until then, she can make a Miyan. So as the Gemara say, V'yom Rav Shimon, Motzani Chanina ben Chachinoi, B'tzidon, I found him in the place Tzidon, V'yom, and he said like this, Kishata Megillah, it's Rabbi Kiva, when you go to Rabbi Kiva, Omoloi, ask him this question. Ask him the question, Ad Mosei Abbas Momenes, until how old, how long can a girl still make Miyan? Im Yom Lecho Achatov Ishtei Cyrus, if he says that she can only do it until she becomes a gedolah, until she has Tei Cyrus, then Omoloi goes about to Mekiva, Voloi ben Shalkas Hayud, Bemaimen Kulchen Biyavna, that this person ben Shalkas said over Edis in front of everybody in Yavna, that the shear is Atsat the Kalkul, and it's a longer shear, and Vloi Matul Madov, nobody said anything back. So the Meister, so go see what he would say. So the Meister was, Kishabos, Eitzra Mekiva, when they went to ask Mekiva this question, Omoloi said to him like this, Kilka zu any day imam. I don't know what this shear of Kilka is, like this long hair. Or else Ben Shalkas, saying the mak, I don't know this person, Ben Shalkas. But the locker is, Ad Mosi Abbas Menes, till how long can Abbas make, till how long could she make Miyun, Achitabi Bei Cyrus. Until she brings Bei Cyrus, that's it. Pazadar Chom, like Remeya, that once she becomes a Kadela, then there's no Zmokim, she can't make Miyun anymore. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Cyrus Hamurus Paporo. That is a loch by Pora Duma. That if two hairs turn black, that is possible, or also the Negoyim. Pash, you have two white hairs in your Negam, Ramurus Bechomokum. That it says all over the Pash of two Cyrus, by a God Lord Katano. So you should know, is, Chidei Loch of Roisha Likroi. How long does the hair have to be that you could like fold it over, the top of it touches the roots of the hair? These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Loza Waima, could they licorate spitziporin? No, even shorter than that, that you could grab a hold of it with your nails. Rabbi Kiva Waima, could they shi and itolas bezug? Has to be a little bit longer than that, that you could grab a hold of it with like a scissors. That's how long the hair has to be. You have to be machmir, whatever it's nageya to. Like Rashi says, what's nageya to chalitza, you have to be machmir until the hair is the longest. What's nageya to miyun, the shorter shear, makes it that you can't make miyun anymore. So you go to chumra each way. Now the Mishnah says, haroye kesem anishet, is a kesem a stain on her clothing, and she comes to me because of that. Yes, a razor mikukelis, she becomes mikukol means she's in trouble like, because she does not know exactly when she sore. She does not know when it starts the yemei nidus, to know like when will start the time of the yudal of yom to become a zava. So she's mixed up a little bit, she does not know clearly when a cycle starts. And also, secondly, the Mishnah says, v'chasheshesh mishum zayv, like if she sees the stains three times, so she becomes a zayv because that also, like if she knows now a cycle is, she's in the middle of the yudal of yomim, between Nida and between after 7 days of Nida till the next din, the next 7 days. So she's in those 11 days now. She could become a Zava because of the din of a Kesem. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chum and the Chum say no, and the Ksamim Mishum Zayv, they say no, that Ksamim have no Alocha of Zayv. That just in Kesem does not make you a Zayv. A Zayv is only if you see the dam from your body, not if you find it on your clothing. Mor says, Man Chachamim, Man Chachamim, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. He goes to Chanina ben Atignis. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis Soimer, Ksomim, Ein Be Mishum Zoiv. That Ksomim do not have the loch of the Zoiv. I mean to say, even though you see spots on your clothing, your tummy, but you can't make yourself into Zoiv Zoiv because of that. But upon there are certain times, Shak Summer may feel they see, but yes, there are certain times that because of the Zava, because of the Kesem, you become a Zava. Kate said, what's the case? Love Shah Gimel Chalukas. She was wearing three different underwear, three different clothings. Ha Badukas Law. She checked out each one before she put them on. Umot Saleim Kesem. And each day, when she changed her clothing, she found to be a Kesem on it. So now we know for sure she saw 3 days in a row. So then she would become a Zava. Or else another case would be, what's going to be Shirosa Beis Yomim? She saw actually Dam came out of her body 2 days in a row during these 11 days. V'cholukecho, the third day she found Dam on her clothing. So these are the cases, Heine Maksomim Avila Deziva. These are the cases because of the Kesem, she could become a Zava. So Gemara says like this: Hashtar shloisha chalukas. Madach, one case where she wore three different clothings. To love negufa kachat, she didn't see any dam from the body itself. She only found it on her clothing. Still, you tell me chashinon that this is a case that is a suffix. Maybe she's a zovo. So days yom, the case where she saw mamish 2 days of dam from her body. For cholak echad, the third day she found dam on her clothing. Me boy, isn't it for sure to say that she'd be a zovo? What do you have to tell me? Why don't you tell me the first case? Because this case is a chita. Smur says no. Now the time I would have thought the same, maybe like this, that kolki high gavna may be korban venecha. In this case, maybe she's like a vada zovo, and she'll have to bring a korban also. Kamashma, that's the chiddush. Know that even in this case, it's only a chash. Chash means they bring the korban, but the kohen can't eat from it because it's a suffix if she has to bring the korban or not. Because the kesem was always a suffix if she really saw dam. We're not sure the dam came from her. Maybe it came from someplace else. It's only chashina. That's the chiddush. That even though she saw 2 days in a row, and the to loy chashinon, she sees less than 3 grisim in one place. She not choshes to say she's a zovo. The army, you say what? Betray your mechazis. She only saw it in 2 days, not in 3 days. If so, chazinus is back to chom. If so, shloisha grisim b'makom echad. Even though she saw the amount of 3 grisim worth of dam in one place on a beged, nami the same thing. I should not say she's a zav. I cannot say she saw 3 days in a row. Name, I'd rather say tarati yapalgi meguva chazisa. 2.5 tarak came out from her own body. It's only 2 days worth, though. The third amount, agav zuma dam macholos. So since it was like nice over there, so dam macholos. That's what we're afraid about. Some dam from a worm came over there, from a bug came over there, but not from a body. That's what B'chanina is tying it back, that even though she sees now a spot, the amount of 3 grisim worth of dam, we do not say it came out 3 days in a row. For Rabbanan, so like this, no, kivun dikul afluge begris v'yoyd. Since this amount you could divide up to make it the 3 separate scenes, each one was a gris v'yoyd, that's the shiur to matama. L'chol yoyma is l'chol yoyma le'telina. We do not say it happened where you say 2 from a body and 1 from a cholis, but rather we say all 3 came out of a body, and mina sofnik there'll be a chashin, and maybe she's a zayva. For b'chlina ben atignus, gimel gris v'makim echad, who do lay chashin, and mashma just not afraid of see three gris in one place. Mashma though, have gimel makai, misbos on 3 different parts of the body, on the begin. Just if it's all in one big spot on the beged, then he's not afraid. It came out 3 times. But there'd be 3 different spots on the beged, then chashin, you would be afraid. Question is why? Hamata, you said that the gimel chaluk is in the gimel mekayim is loy. Only 3 different begodim are we afraid, but not the same beged, even 3 different spots. So when it says ledivrei and the rabbanon kamalu, he says back to the rabbanon. And it's like this, Lididi, no yon shita is the gimel chaluk is in. Only if she changed her clothing every day, and every day was a new pair that she checked it out before, and then she found a spot on it, then do I say with chashin, maybe she's a zova. But the gimel mekayim is left is the same beged, just 3 different spots on it, then we're not afraid. El the tchub, according to you, Adus Lemio agreed to me, Teichu the chazoi gimel grisom makamech, when you saw 3 spots in one place. The Armina, why don't you say there, she's not Tommy Zavo. Let's say rather Treya Pagam Megufa, 2.5 came out from a goof. Chazis, the Vidach Agav Zuma, and the other spot was Agav Zuma, was Dama Cholus, was Tam the Dama Bog there. So, that's the tiny back. On this, Rabban and Boyan say back, no, Kivu Nikola Fluga Begrif V'yoyt, since the Maisa, the spot of Dam that she sees there, is a big enough spot to divide up into 3 grisim, so I say a chashash, L'chol Yoyim V'yoyt, L'chol Yoyim L'Telinan. I do not say it came from Dam Acholos, but rather say it came out of a body, and I have to be afraid, maybe she's a Zova. Tana Rabban, all of this, Haroya Kesem, Phoenicia sees the Kesem, a spot of blood on the Begodim, Im Yesh Boy, Kedei lachla gimel grisim is enough to divide up the 3 grisim. Shein gris v'yod each one. Cheshem, we're afraid maybe she's a zova. V'yim lab, if it's not big enough, then ain't cheshes. If you the ben agroimer mishum Reb Yosi achazu dachazu cheshes. In all cases, even though it's not that big, still with cheshes, maybe she could become a zova. Rasa afidu b'shtei grisim cheshes. Shama rosa 1 b'yoyim, and the next one you saw ben hashmoshes. If you see a ben hashmosh as a sofik yom sofik laila, that's sort of like to reis. So even if you just found on a beged, 2 grisim, also the Sofik, maybe she's a Zofa. All right, we'll stop here.
You hold that Nun Gimel and Aleph on top. You're the last Gemara with left to the Tana Rabbanan and the Nun Beis and the Beis, the bottom Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, what about this? Last two lines. Haroya Kesem. Phoenicia sees a Kesem. He sees a spot of dam on the begodim, on the wear. So im yesh bo kadei lechala gimel grisin, if there's a big side that you could divide up into three small grisin, shein ke gris v'yod, each one would be a gris v'yod, let's say it's like the size of a nickel, let's say, or a penny. So you have three of those sizes, so then chesheshes. Then we're afraid to say that maybe the last 3 days, every day she saw a little bit, and therefore she become a zofa. We're talking now in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim between Nidus and the next Nidus. So she could become a Zofa now. And she didn't check her underwear the last 3 days, and now she checks it. So if she finds now a big stain that's possible to say every day one third of it came out and it's the size of a Metamor, so Chasheshes, we're afraid to say, we give her Din Zofa, that she has to count Zainakim, start to bring a carbon. Just the coin will not eat from it though. The Imlav, let's say she did not find this big of a stain on the Begodim, then Ein Chashasha, then we're not afraid to say she's a Zava, but just as a regular Tomah, that's all. Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yosef, like this, and no, Achazu v'Achazu Chashashas, even though the stain she finds now is smaller than 3 Grisim, as long as it's the size of 2 Grisim annoyed, he says v'Chashashin, we're afraid maybe she'll have a Din Zava. Harash explains, because we're afraid, true, one time she saw Bidei, but the next time maybe she saw Bein HaShemashos, which is a Sofek, maybe it's Yom, maybe it's Laila. So that Bein HaShemashos is like 2 days. Like if she would see Bein HaShemashos, it's like she saw by day and by night the next day. So just seeing 2 times could also make you into a Sofek Zova. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the second time she saw, or if the first time, was Bein HaShemashos. And if she would have seen then, that counts like 2 days. So if Rabbi Yehuda says over the name of Rabbi Yosi, that Achazu, even if she sees only two grisin, also Slava Sofik Tumazova.